Hi, Coffee and Combo listeners. Welcome to the bonus episode. To participate live in a taping of the bonus episodes, follow Coffee Combo's Liz on Instagram and or Facebook so you can get all the notifications of when I go live and participate in the comments. Again, go to Coffee Combo's Liz on Instagram or Facebook to participate in the live discussions. Bye. Hello. We are going to have Maya Cerie Gray come and join us, and I am super excited. Happy Monday, or whatever day you're watching this. Hope you're having a great day. Hello, Unreal Talk Pod. Hope you're well. Thanks for popping in. Hi, Diverse Love. How are you? Hello, hello. Thank you guys for popping on. We're waiting for our guest, Maya. She's going to talk about her new docuseries she has. And she's doing a lot of great things in the film space. So I'm really excited. Hello, hello. There you are. Put your request in, Maya, and I will bring you on up. Oh, wait, no, I can. There we go. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Let's see. Am I too close right now? Probably, right?
You know, I was doing the same thing. I'm like, ooh, I'm a little close. I don't know if I'm in love with this filter, but right now that's what I'm stuck with. So it's going to be this.
All right. You know what? I'm actually going to take a seat, too.
All right. Take your time. For those who are joining, I am with Maya Cerie Gray, and we are going to be talking about her new project, Outside the Box. If you guys have any questions for her or myself, feel free to put those in the comments or use the question box, because we will be taking those. Thank you for the hearts. We appreciate it. Hope everyone is having a great Monday. Where is everyone from? We're over on the East Coast, so it's cold. It's fall. I don't like it. But where is everyone from? Is it warm where you are? How are you doing today, Maya?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Is this good? Is this good?
This is fantastic. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, perfect.
Awesome, awesome. So for those of you who don't know, Maya has been on a podcast episode on Coffee and Combos, and it was about dream chasing. And she talked about chasing her dreams and why it's important to chase your dreams and how that is a huge part of wellness. And so I'm here to talk about one of her other dreams, which is continuing to build her film brand. And so, Maya, welcome to Coffee and Combos again. And for those who don't know, I always start off my podcast episodes asking people, are you a coffee or tea person? Like, what's your favorite cup? And so, Maya, tell us, what is your favorite cup? Are you coffee person, tea person? What's your perfect cup?
Coffee, hands down. Ah. Yeah, I need coffee every day.
Okay, what does a perfect cup look like? Is it just milk and sugar? Is it black? What is it?
I usually go with like an almond milk creamer, so like Planet Oak or and like I don't really need sugar because like the creamer already has like a little bit of a sweetener in it, but since it's not dairy, I like it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I just kind of made that switch probably about like 2 months ago, and I've been fine with it.
Okay, so tell me a little bit, because I believe that a little bit of how we take our coffee or our tea a little bit reflects our personality. So in this new shift, in this new change, are you trying to be a little bit more outside of the box? You're kind of going with this non-dairy type of creamer. Hi, Genius, thank you for joining us. And so like, does this new kind of blend of coffee reflect kind of where you are in your journey?
I think so, because it just made me appreciate more so the taste of coffee than the taste of that the blend. Because I know, like, for me, when I first started drinking coffee, I would get cream, sugar, all this stuff. So it's not really, you're not really getting the taste of the actual coffee. When you take out a lot of things, you're understanding why coffee tastes good on its own. You know what I mean? And I like
Preston.
okay.
Oh wait, no, he's fine. It was a motorcycle. He hates the
Okay.
motorcycles and anything that's fast. He's just a grumpy old man. That's all he is a grumpy old man.
Okay. Yeah, no worries, no worries. I'm just gonna move up a little bit. So, but I do like Café Bustelo, the Spanish coffee.
Yeah, so like that's strong. And I think again, that kind of reflects your personality. Like you're not afraid to be bold, you're not afraid to be strong, and you're just going out there and kind of taking where your heart is kind of leading you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you know what it is? I just feel like there's something about like that finely pressed coffee, like you know, because the one I don't know if you've ever had it before, Café Bustelo. It's really like the coffee is literally like powder, so
Really?
it's like so, it's not like normal coffee grounds. It's soft and like just really fine.
Is that why it's so strong? Is because it's so fine?
I think so. I think so. But and it's funny because like some people really don't like strong coffee. You know what I mean? But and I get that because like but I like strong coffee because I think it has like a richer taste sometimes. But sometimes if you drink it like black, sometimes it can be a little bit too strong, you know what I mean? But nonetheless, I think me taking like the sugar out of it and stop like putting like all these extra things in it, like just made me appreciate the taste of coffee more.
I like it. I like it. And so please share a little bit with our listeners, our viewers, what is the Maya Ceree brand and what is this new project that you're doing?
Yeah, so like basically I had been just like wanting to put out more projects consistently. And you know, the documentary works that I want to put out and things like that. Obviously they may have a longer span because you're, you know, taking months to get the footage, find the topic and edit it and put it all out and stuff like that, which I still do plan on continue doing. But I just wanted to have something that like it would be a little bit quicker output so it's consistent and that people like can find new things to learn about and stuff like that. And I felt like what better to shoot than the human interest, especially that like there's so many amazing people that I've noticed around the area that are really trying to do different things but may not be getting the proper like light or the
Exposure,
proper
right.
exactly. So for me it was like the outside the box thing came from I just feel like the first episode it was like a female DJ. Like it's just like so saturated, like DJs are so saturated and tend to be like seen as men.
And she's Connecticut-based DJ, or where is she from?
She's from originally I think she's from originally I think she's from New York, like her family's from New York, but Connecticut for years and Waterbury as of lately. But she went to Southern, so
But like that's interesting because like we really don't think of DJing when we think of like Connecticut. And so it's interesting to think of like there is this local female who is kind of taking over this kind of industry locally. And I could definitely see people who want to support that.
yeah, no, definitely. And when I didn't really understand the importance of it until I was sitting down with her interviewing her. Because I just, you know, I was like reaching out, I saw through social media, through maybe like my circle or whatever. And I was like, I saw her like that she's a DJ and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like automatically, I'm like, you know what? I want to interview her. So reached out and she was like, of course. But like when I actually wrote the questions, I was like, okay, these questions like seem to fit. Then when we went to go film, it was really like a moment for me too, just because as a filmmaker, like being a female is kind of like everybody when they think of like movie directors, they don't really think of like woman or anything. Maybe actresses, you know, maybe think woman will be acting or whatever, but not really directing and like calling shots and stuff like that. So I could just relate to that so much.
Absolutely. And so give us a little snippet of the process of, like, what did you discover in having this documentary with her? Like, what did you walk away saying, like, wow, what was your takeaway?
Mainly that you already are successful. And even though it may not seem like in the moment, like, you know, you have not amassed that super following that you want, or you may have not got the awards that you want, or, you know, been in the places that you want yet. Like, I feel like for me, it was like seeing her be as dope as she is, just being, going after what she wants.
Yeah. It
just reminded me of, like, okay, there's certain things that I do want in for my career as a director, and it may not be happening right now, but just know that, you know, it's kind of like what really truthfully what started me on making this was, like, doing more research into, like, the law of attraction. And I believe in God, right? So I believe you pray for things that prayers work. I believe that prayer works. But I also believe in your mind has so much power over, like, the outcomes in your life and
absolutely
what you believe you can do. And so I also want to make this something where I'm going out to interview people and find out why they do what they do. And then also, like, encourage them, like, you already are who you want to be. You're just not, you're just not in the state yet of the future. So
that's a whole word right there. You already are who you want to be. You just have not got to your future yet. And, like, that is so powerful, because I think we chase an image of ourselves, of what we want to be. And you should have that drive, but it allows you to have a little bit of grace in the process, to not be so hard on yourself when it's not coming out the way that you might envision it or want you in the future to be. And it allows you to just enjoy that moment. And I love that. That's an awesome tagline for your project.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, it really, and it showed through too, because when I was sitting there and I was just, and one of the questions that I'm going to ask everyone is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Mm-hmm. Because I just think we have to think about that. Like, as humans, if we want to ever achieve our dreams, we have to think about where our dreams actually are. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you may have these dreams and you're like, oh, you know, I would like to, you know, like, for me, I want to win, like, well, it's not really about winning, but I just would like my documentary, my work to be recognized, like, film festivals, and that's one of my dreams. So, for me, it's like, if I'm just sitting there, like, oh, I really, 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 really want to win film awards and, you know, all that, but I'm not actually thinking about, like, how can I actually do it? Like, putting when you start to think about the 5-year plan, then you can actually, like, break it down to what I can do in the next year, 6 months, next 2 months, like, break it down. And then I think that's how more likely that the dreams could happen.
Absolutely. Because I think dreams, you have to dream and you have to believe in your dream, because that's kind of like the momentum or the gas. And the steps is kind of like your map, like, it helps you get there. And it can be, again, discouraging when you are chasing a dream and sometimes, you know, you're not recognized, which is why I love how you're doing this project, to recognize people that might feel like no one is seeing what I'm doing. I'm not having any output. I'm not doing anything, but, like, people see you. And you know, sometimes even people in your own tribe or that are close to you will not promote your dream. And so you can be, kind of like, what am I doing this for? Like, I'm the only one who believes in this. But really kind of falling back on that plan and falling back on what is it that you are chasing for, I think are valuable.
Yeah, 100%. I 100% agree too, because I think when I look at everything that I've done, and I'm not saying, like, I've done anything crazy yet, but, like, just the work that I've already put out, it all started with me, like, not being conceited. I'm saying literally it started with me saying, hey, I want to do this. How can I do it? You know, writing it out literally and finding the people. Like when you were part of the I Want to Buy a House documentary, or finding mm-hmm. the Face Like Mine documentary, finding these people that are like doing what I need. You know what I mean? The subjects. So I think, like you were saying with support, sometimes it's like my circle doesn't even support me, but it's like they really can't because they don't understand it. Like only you understand where you see things going, and only you really can make it happen. And it's nice to have support from your friends, but I think sometimes I realize like really, I think you just have to let that go.
Absolutely. So like what I'm hearing is sometimes you just have to go. As simple as that. Sometimes you just have to say, this is what I want. And it's not a matter of who's already doing it, who's not, but it's like, this is the dream that was planted in me, and I'm not going to have rest until I chase after it. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because I think sometimes we also look for permission or confirmation, and sometimes just that nudge, that kind of like that lump that will not move, that keeps pushing you to do this project or this business, or, you know, step out into this job, whatever it is, you know, using that and saying like, that is my driving force.
Exactly. No, definitely. I totally agree. I think it's a lot of times personal. So everything's like this human experience, even when we feel emotions, or like nobody can really feel what you feel, or think, even when, you know, you tell somebody something that is happy or sad, they can feel it, but can they really feel it how you feel it? Not really. You know what I mean? It's something that's very personal. And I think that's kind of like how our dreams are. Like, we have to make it so nobody else really matters. I mean, they do. Everybody does matter. But in order to achieve it, I think we have to just let that go.
Absolutely. And I think it's hard with dreams. Dreams are, again, they're kind of like that abstract thing. And there's a fine line, right? Because if you let people into your dream too early, it can definitely really shatter. And you could be like, ah, man, this is stupid. This is dumb. And so it's really about nurturing that until you are at a place and your dream is at a place where it's like, I'm ready to share this. And sometimes you're not ready to share it with everyone. And sometimes you're ready to share it with a few select people. But also being authentic and transparent about what do you need to help your dream grow, whether that is flying solo or whether that is, you know, finding that community of people that support you. But I think kind of like nurturing that and being authentic to your own process.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Totally.
So tell us a little bit about, so how many episodes are out now? I know there was the first one with the DJ and producer. Are there any other episodes coming out?
There's an episode coming out tomorrow. So my plan is to drop every Tuesday at 2. So that's the plan for until the end of 2021. And then maybe at 2022, maybe up it or whatever, however I feel at that point. But definitely until the end of 2021.
Any project, like any upcoming episodes that might be coming out? So like what's coming out tomorrow?
Okay, so tomorrow is an episode with Nazma Amedi, and she is a photographer, rapper, singer, fashion designer as well. And it's just the same thing. Like we've been cool for a minute, and she's always been super creative. And yeah, just watching her also go through different avenues of like however she wants to express her creativity, like music or photography or whatever. That episode, yes, I'm actually working on it right now, so it'll be ready tomorrow. But it's really going to be another episode, like, really that just like, highlights super amazing people, you know what I mean? But also, you know, I tried to make this, like, at first it was going to be exclusively for women, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Focused around women. But then I'm like, you know, I do know a lot of men that are also doing amazing things, and I want to make it so everybody sees each other, you know what I mean? But it has been so far me seeing, like, a lot of, like, women really grinding and, like, doing great things. Like, even you with your podcast, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, the motivation to always be doing something. It says something, you know what I mean? So that's coming out tomorrow.
I love it. And like, so what if someone's listening to this and they're like, okay, I'm not in Connecticut, but I'm doing something cool and I want to partner with you so that you can highlight what I'm doing. Is that an option? Are you willing to partner with people outside of Connecticut?
Absolutely. I will drive somewhere. I will fly somewhere. I will, you know what I mean? I feel like this is something that, you know, it's going on my YouTube channel. But I know in the long run, it will be something that I look back on and I'm like, wow, this was a really good move for me, because I think our attention spans are not what they used to be, especially with COVID. It's like, we're always on devices, like our phones, our laptops. So it's like, I want to make something that's quick, but also like super informative. Like, you know what I mean? Something that someone could watch for 10 minutes and really feel like they took away something from it, and right. also be encouraged to do their own thing. But essentially, this is not stuck in Connecticut. This is not something that I want to keep here. I want to, you know, take it outside the box.
I'm already thinking about a couple people I got to DM to MU about after this. I'm like, maybe. Okay.
Yeah. No. I mean, I love Connecticut. I'm happy I was raised here. I'm happy that I live here. But
we just need more here.
We need more here. And, you know, I think when people do pursue creative things here, they don't ever get the recognition that they deserve, even if they do get some recognition.
That's a whole word right there. There is something about when there's this creative element, it is not as valued, especially if there's not a huge monetary gain. I feel like we really drive like manufacturing, we drive like labor type work, but nothing as far as entrepreneurship, or that creative element. There's not really that outlet or that promotion, you know, to kind of say like, hey, this is me and this is what I'm doing.
No, exactly. It's kind of sad, actually. And I noticed that with me, it was like, when I was putting out these documentaries, I was getting the support on YouTube, which was really awesome for me. Like, I would, you know, when I put out the bigger projects, I was getting the views that I hoped I would get. But like when I had the film screening at the Manitouk Museum, it was a decent turnout. Yeah, it was a decent turnout. But at the same time, it was kind of like for me, like if I did, like you said, you were talking about money. And I feel like people really here, they don't support you until there's the money like aspect. And they see that you're really hitting those milestones financially to be successful. But when you start with something, you may not get paid at first. And I kind of mentioned that in a YouTube video I put out. It was like, when you start something, you may not get paid immediately. But if you continue to do it, you will eventually get paid. And that's important, because we live in America where in order to eat, you have to.
Right, commerce, you know, capitalism. It's exactly. A thing, unfortunately, right?
Exactly. So it's like, if we don't. But essentially, like, the whole point of me saying was, you know, we have to kind of just, from the beginning, like I said, forget about what other people may think or say at first. And opinions are important. Like, I'm not going to say that. Because even if they're negative or positive, like, the YouTube algorithm, what I notice is, if you get a like or dislike, it's still good for the algorithm. Like, they're still going to push that video. It's just about getting some type of interaction. So I like when people like or dislike my videos, because it just lets the YouTube algorithm know that they're watching this, they're interacting with it. So for me, I just know that in order for me to get where I need to be, I have to keep pushing out content, pushing out like these episodes. These episodes are really important to me too, for my own personal, just acknowledging somebody else's dreams will help me like acknowledge my own.
But and I love that, and I love that. Again, you're here in Waterbury doing these things locally. For those who don't know, Waterbury is a city, but we sometimes don't operate on some of that larger scale. And we, again, it's very limited about what we support here and about what we promote. And so any opportunity to kind of find young talent that is out here creating their own content, doing their own business, doing their own thing. I love to promote and support that because it is not often well received unless you have kind of been welcomed into the club of you've been doing this for X amount of time and yep. have X amount of success. And so I love that you are breaking and changing that.
Another thing is, like, if somebody were to become successful and they're from Connecticut and they go to, like, Cali, they go to, like, Atlanta, they go to, like, Miami, Florida, like, Texas, like, if they go somewhere, become successful, then everybody from Connecticut is going to be like, they're from Connecticut, like, da-da-da. So it is, like, we do have a supportive element to us, but it's not when we need it in the beginning. You know what I mean? It's more towards, like, once you already... You got where you need to be. You know what I mean?
That's the weird thing. It's like, as soon as you hit that success milestone, then it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we know who that is. But it's, again, like, it's like, where were you guys when it was starting? Like, when it was, like, budding? I don't know what that is about. But, you know, again, like, support your local small businesses, your local creatives. Don't wait until they're like a YouTube sensation gone viral. Like, support your local creatives. They're just as valuable.
No, 100%. 100%. And I am big on supporting local business too, because when you think about it, the United States is like big. There's like mm-hmm. a whole, there's like 50 states or hot 50 states, right? Am I tripping right now?
No, you good. We got some US territories. I don't know how many.
Exactly. But they divide us by state when really it's just one big ass land, but they just divide us by these grid lines that they made and say, oh, this is Connecticut, this is New York. Technically, it's just all one. Like, when the Native Americans were here, it was just like all one big land. And so I think with the state thing, it's like, we do have obviously the highways and things like that divide us and stuff like that, but essentially it's just one big land. If you can make it in Atlanta, you can make it in Cali, you can make it anywhere. And that's no matter what your field is, no matter what your dream is. So I think that essentially sometimes you do have to go out of where you're from to make it. But I think it's definitely should be a motivation too, to just also, you could make it from where you're from. It depends on if you do have the supportive niche that you need.
And I 100% love what you're doing. You did not, it would have been easy to leave and go to other places that well receive film and the content that you are creating. But you said, I am going to highlight people within my community, and I'm going to make a name within this field right where I'm from. And I appreciate that. And, you know, there's a lot of kids here that need to see that. You know, we don't have anything. There's always this conversation of, you know, hey, you can go into this labor job, you can go into manufacturing. But like, kids today have so many areas that they are interested in. And mm-hmm. sometimes the opportunity to go and move out to New York, to California, to Atlanta is not there. And so I think that what you're doing is you're creating a conversation that needs to be had of how do we get an other industry here that appeals to a younger audience and a younger demographic.
No, 100%. And that's the crazy part. It's like, it's 2021. You can make money off anything. Like, you could, mm-hmm. there's people that are pro skateboarders. Like, mm-hmm. they skateboard and they are pro. Like, you know what I mean? That's their
career. Then they just have to go to the Olympics this year with skateboarding or whatever.
Exactly. And so, like, for me, like you were talking about the kids, it's really about the kids. You know, like, my son's like, I want them to be able to, like, whatever they want to be. If they do want to be the doctors, if they do want to be, like, I don't know, therapists, whatever, go ahead, do that. But if you don't want to be that and you don't, like, want to follow, like, a traditional route, just know that if you have a game plan and you really go after it, you can achieve it. You know what I mean? For me, it was, like, I didn't want to go to college at all. Like, but now I do like college. I want to go back. But...
Would you go for film or business? Like, what if you went back, what would you do?
I think I would go for film again so that I could become a professor. But, you know, because I think in order to become a professor in film, you have to have an MFA. So that's the...
Well, it depends, because some schools look at, like, the body of work. So like, even I didn't know that. So like, I thought you had to have like a doctorate, but like some schools like post, I don't think you need to have like a doctorate. So like look into what school and what the requirements are.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I feel like I don't want to go back immediately. I want to go back when I really, like, I do want to go back now. Like, there are moments I really do miss school because I just love the environment of college. This is, like, I think it gets a bad rep before a lot of kids reach that level when they're in high school. It's like, eh, college is hard. College isn't. I mean, it can be hard. Depends on what you go for. But it's really, it opens your mind to a lot of things and a lot of concepts that you don't get taught from elementary to high school. Even with career paths, like, for me, like, I, like I said, I didn't want to go to college, but I was like, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go for something I want to go for. I'm going to go for something that I would enjoy doing once I got my degree. And so for me, I think that's important to teach kids, because if we teach kids, oh, you have to do this in order to, no, like really go for whatever you want to go for. And I think when you do what you love, you'll be successful at it.
Absolutely. And I think that's like a good place to pause, because what I hear you saying is just go after it. I think we put a lot of limits on ourselves, our dreams, but just go after it. It, you know, like you deserve to chase your dreams. You deserve to have peace about the things that you're passionate about, and just do what is going to give you peace. And that includes chasing after your dream. And so Maya, thank you so much for talking about your project. Please let us know where we can find it and any upcoming work that you have going on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So every Tuesday at 2 p.m. outside the box, there will be a new episode released. And so it's right on my YouTube channel. If you go to the link in my bio, that's where my YouTube channel is. And you can subscribe to the channel so that you get updated every time an episode is released. And if you know anybody that is doing some great things, no matter where they live, even if it's out the country.
Listen, I have a couple people that I'm gonna message you about. because listen, I believe like the world has to know about all these great things that people are doing out there. We have enough negativity and enough things. Maya, please put the links or anything that you need in the episode comments or the bio. Please drop any of that. And one last question, unless you have anything else you want to share. So my last question is, what's in your cup? For those of you who are coffee and combo listeners, you already know what this is. This is where I ask you, what three things do you need to brighten up your day in your week? And so, Maya, as you think of your answer, I'm going to give you mine. So whenever I talk with you, you remind me to dream bigger. So I'm adding dreaming bigger to my cup this week. I am adding some fun and silliness, because I think if you're going to play around with your dream, and sometimes you have to just be silly enough to just dream big without boundaries. Mm-hmm. And the third thing I am adding is I want to get some reading in. I have a couple books that I picked up and I'm slowly reading, but if I really put my mind to it, I could power through. So that's what I'm adding to my cup so that I can have a super wonderful week. Listeners, please put in the comments, what are you adding to your cup? And Maya, what are you adding to your cup? What do you need?
Okay, so I'm adding gratefulness, to be more grateful, because I think that's key to anything. I'm adding mindfulness. I've been always reading this book. It's talking about mindfulness is better than chocolate, and everybody knows chocolate is good, but I'm reading a little bit, but it's just talking about how it's so important for every step of our life. And then the third thing I think would just be belief, because again, like I said, like everything's in our mind. If we believe we can do something, if we believe that anything is possible.
Absolutely. And again, be encouraged on those days where belief, right, that belief cup might be a little low, you know, so definitely be encouraged. Again, anything that you are doing, please let us know so that we can promote it on Coffee and Combos. Listeners, get in touch with Miss Maya Cerie Gray. Don't wait till she's up there getting those awards in Hollywood, you know. Post, share, and connect with her now. Maya, everyone, be well and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.